This is KCUR. Today's movie theaters are filled with dystopian futures, and teen leads are familiar sights, but the film The Giver, released this month, first premiered as a young adult novel by Lois Lowry. The sometimes controversial book won her the coveted Newbery Medal and has sold more than 10 million copies worldwide. Lowry, now the author of over 40 books, talked about The Giver and her writing career with New Letters on the Air host Angela Elam.
What made you decide to write for children?
That was a very pragmatic decision. I had been asked by a children's book publisher, Houghton Mifflin, to write a book for young people. I had thought of myself as a writer for adults, but an editor there had read a story that I'd published in a magazine. It was a story for adults, but it was seen through the perceptions of a child. It had never occurred to me to write for kids, although I had four of my own. I had read to them. I had taken them to the library all their young lives. Still, that had not occurred to me until that editor said, "You sound like somebody who could write for young people."
After finishing that book, did you know then I found my niche?
Very soon, I think. And mostly it was because of the response of young readers. When I wrote for magazines, there would be letters to the editor about things I'd written from adults, but they weren't the impassioned sorts of letters that I began to get from kids with that first book. In part, it was because of the subject matter of the book. It was a realistic novel about the death of a teenage girl. And so young readers reacted very passionately to that and wrote me the most amazing letters. And I began to see that it was an audience that could still be affected by what they read. They weren't yet cynical and blasé the way so many adults are.
Another one of your books that has gotten a lot of acclaim is The Giver. It's kind of a departure.
The Giver was the first book that I wrote that veered out of the realistic and tiptoed a bit into fantasy. Some people call it science fiction. I don't like to think of it that way, partly because I don't much like science fiction. I don't read it myself, so I hate the thought of having written it. But because of what I set out to write about, I realized very early on that I had to set the book in the future, and therefore it had to tread into that realm of fantasy and speculative fiction, I suppose would be the best description.
Well, I read that you've actually been banned in certain libraries.
The Giver has been one of the most frequently challenged books in the United States ever since it was published, and it was published in 1993. In most cases, a challenge is brought, and a board determines, you know, on almost every occasion, that the book will be returned to the school. But there have been a few communities in the United States that no longer are allowed to have The Giver in the schools.
What is it that people are objecting to? Are they saying that you're making a criticism of our culture?
They sometimes take things out of context. It has been alleged that I have promoted euthanasia because of a scene in that book. If they're an intelligent reader of the book, and incidentally, most kids who read the book get this right away, it is certainly not a promotion of euthanasia. It's a scene that shows the reader how corrupt this society has become and how they've compromised the values that we all hold dear. I think it's actually a very moral book.
I know, that's the irony there,
yeah,
isn't it?
And another irony is that throughout the United States, a lot of churches use this book as part of their religious curriculum. So I'm always astonished. I shouldn't be after all these years, but I'm still astonished when somebody brings a challenge to this book. I think what they're really reacting to is the fact that it portrays a very orderly, rule-driven society that works well and is comfortable and safe. And a boy, 12 at the time, perceives the underbelly of it and rebels and breaks the rules and tries to change the system. And that's unnerving to people. I think it's unnerving that the book makes kids or people of any age think very deeply about what they believe in. Personally, I think that's something we all ought to do all the time, rethink and reassess our own values. As a writer, at least I think, and there are those out there who disagree, one has to include the darker things in the stories that we tell in order to keep them honest and meaningful and to be of use to readers as they make their way through life. And so I think that fiction and the books that kids read is a good way for them to, while sitting in the safety of their own home or their school or on their mother's lap, become aware of what's out there.